Kevin R. Novak, and I'm leading the charge for civil government school system abolition. Last week, I spoke about begging the question, that is, assuming the thing to be proved, otherwise known as circular reasoning. That's a handful, that's a mouthful there, begging the question. Oftentimes, you'll hear people say something like, I had eggs for breakfast, and that begs the question, what will I have for lunch? In that regard, they're improperly using the term begging the question, or begs the question. I only know this because my wife and I watch Jeopardy, and I happened to be watching one night when a man took it upon himself to explain to Alex Trebek the true meaning of the term begging the question, and Greg Bonson came along and explained circular reasoning too. So understand the proper way of utilizing the term begging the question. It basically means circular reasoning or assuming the thing to be proved. And for the Christian, here is our large, big picture version of circular reasoning. God's word is truth. How do we know? 2 Timothy 3:16. Of course, that's begging the question. But the humanist does the same thing. You ask the legislature how they got the right or the ability to use force to implement a civil government school system, and they will cite the people. Then, if you go out and you ask the people how the civil government has the right to use force to advance this civil government school system, they'll cite the legislature. That is an example of circular reasoning. Another example, empiricism for the humanist. The humanist will say, well, how do I know that evolution is true? Well, empiricism. Now, they're not aware that they're reasoning circularly, but you have to point it out to them that empiricism doesn't tell us anything. The person doing the empiricism tells us those things. In that regard, the humanist who is thinking circularly is subscribing to the wrong circular reasoning. The true way to reason, the only way to obtain knowledge, is through the circular reasoning of God's word. God's word is truth. How do I know? 2 Timothy 3:16. Kevin R. Novak, deconstructing the Colosseum.